Hey guys, welcome to the Penthouse 5 podcast. This is episode 5. If you're listening on any podcast platform, the Apple Music or Spotify, or if you're watching on YouTube, what's up? As you'll probably hear or see, it's just me and Dave, episode 5. Yeah, man, you know. Steely is otherwise engaged in other events, so it's just us two today.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm alright. I'm still alive.
Yeah. You know,
life is good.
Sweet.
I've been reading a book that you recommended to me. And it's like a motivational book called No Excuses.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah.
What was it? Brian Tracy, the guy who wrote it. Which is fascinating. It's really good. It's definitely like just getting my brain in gear and just, making me more productive. So,
yeah.
So thanks for that.
That's all, mate. No worries.
But,
what are we going to talk about this episode then?
This episode, I think just because it's me and you, I think we're just going to, maybe let's kind of park the music talk for this week and just have a chat about, you know, what are we looking forward
Excited for.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. What are we excited for outside of the band, just in life in general? You know, whether that's gigs you're going to, movies you're seeing, TV shows, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I'll kick it off. Yeah, yeah.
Game of Thrones. It's like just over 20 days away or something, you know. I'm super excited for this because it's the last season. Like, I was a massive fan from day one. Like, I think the first season had come out and I started just before season 2 came out or around that time. And I watched the whole first season. And I was a massive fan from the very first episode. And yeah, man, I'm so excited for the last season, man. Oh, man. So excited. Can't even tell you.
Well, if you guys are watching, if you don't know, it's on our... Is it on YouTube? I'm not sure if it's on YouTube or if it's just on Instagram.
But
our Game of Thrones. Yeah, we did our own arrangement. Like a neo-soul kind of R&B Game of Thrones medley, which is not to blow our own horn, but it's pretty cool. I really enjoyed doing it.
It's got a groove to it, man.
So yeah, check that out if you're a fan of music and Game of Thrones, like us. But yeah, I got into Game of Thrones a little bit late. It was actually you and Joe and Jack when we worked in Bahrain.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you guys had the Monday night.
Showings. Yeah. Because it comes out on a Sunday on Sky. I'm not sure what it does now. I think it might be the same. But yeah, it comes out on a Sunday night, doesn't it? And then. We downloaded it illegally. So we chuck on a Monday night. That's probably, you know, what we'd do the same as well, you know, make a night of it. You know, it's just a quality show, man.
Yeah, that was great fun. I had to, because it was like season 3, I think, that you're watching. So I had to storm through the first 2 seasons in like a week.
Yeah.
Just blitz through it.
Man.
But, yeah. What's the when you think of Game of Thrones, we can kind of talk about predictions and stuff in a sec, but when you think of Game of Thrones and like the most hype moment, the biggest like holy shit moment of Game of Thrones, what's the first thing?
I mean, it's got to be the red wedding. That's got to be it, surely. I like whenever I see Game of Thrones, like you know, news or like people commenting on it or whatever, it's always the hype about the red wedding, the fact that so many main characters got killed. And it was
I can't think of another TV show that did that in one episode, wiping out so many big characters.
Like Joffrey getting killed was like season 3, I think, like early season 3, and like people were waiting for that to happen. But then, you know, it was kind of over and done with, you know, and it was one character. This was like, you thought Robb Stark was the main character. Now, you know, Ned Stark got killed off, like all these other people got killed off, and it's like, right, the main character is obviously now leaning towards Rob. And then it's like, boom, he's dead, his wife is dead, his mum is dead, like everyone is
it was nuts.
Wow, like the family just went down, like to like no one, like
it's like the show got cancelled, they're like, quick, kill them all.
Our budget's gone.
For me, I mean, that's any Game of Thrones fans will probably be aware that's probably the most famous episode in it. For me though, whenever I think Game of Thrones, I just think of the mountain. just going, bursts into the skull. Oh my god.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that was a shocker.
Crazy. Mm. I showed that clip to my dad, who's
never watched it, and he's like, "What is this documentary?"
Never seen it. He's like, "I heard about this Game of Thrones. Apparently, it's really violent." I was like, "No, it's not that bad, Dad. Let me show you this. And he was like, "Oh man!" Like, Dad doesn't really get too like hysterical over it, but he went nuts. He was just like, "Oh."
Thing is, with that scene, like, again, like, that character of the mountain is someone that, like, you're cheering to get killed. You're like, when is he going to die? When are you going to see his comeuppance? Yeah, and then you're cheering for this Prince Oberyn guy, and you're like, yes, like, finally someone who's going to take on him.
Chopping him down, and he was, doing really
well.
Yeah,
he's quick, and he's agile, and he's sharp, and he's, like, obviously, you know, definitely, like, could take him on, which was amazing. And then you just see him, like, get too cocky, and it's his downfall.
Caught him with that one punch and like, knocked all his teeth out.
Yeah.
Just fucking hell.
Yeah, man. Oh, brutal. But to be fair, I know you need to still, but I've just rewatched the last season.
I need to do that.
Season
yeah.
7, in you know, prior wake to season 8 coming up. And man, like, that is, I mean, I think with Game of Thrones, for me, it's like every season just gets better. And especially watching that last season, there's so many bits I forgot, and I was just like, wow.
It was just full. I think they just had to cram in so much content and action into the limited number of episodes that they had.
Yeah.
It was like every episode was like a blockbuster movie in its own right. It's just crazy, the amount of action. Man. It's just like, especially because in the earlier seasons, you're used to, you know, the first 4 or 5 episodes, just to feel around and okay, what parts of the world are we in and what characters are we dealing with?
Yeah, the timelines shift as well, don't they? Like characters meeting characters, where it would have taken them a week to sail somewhere.
Yeah,
it's like shot to someone else, then shot, and it's oh, I'm here now.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, you know, they're definitely speeding things up. But man, the last season when I rewatched it and stuff, like watching.
I might have to watch the first one tonight when I go home.
Mm, do it, man. Like. When I was watching the last season, season 7, like, I can remember bits and stuff, but I remembered the last episode, the last episode, and of what I wanted to get to, and I was like, you know, and it's that bit where they're waiting for
spoilers.
Yeah,
spoilers.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't watched last
Game season, of Thrones, whatever. Sort your fucking life out.
You should be watching this. It's that bit where Prince Daenerys, or whatever her name is that her name?
Blumon, Daenerys.
Yeah, Daenerys.
Yeah,
yeah. When she's at the top of the wall. No, it's my bad. Not her. That's a bit before.
Sansa.
The ginger bearded guy.
The ginger bearded guy, yeah.
Yeah, and the guy with the eye patch. Both of them characters are on top of the wall.
Mm.
And then they start to see them come through the forest, the White Walkers.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, and then they hear the noise of the dragon that's like being reborn.
Oh,
and then
they
destroy the wall and come through, and it's like,
with ease, like not even trying. Oh, and they just destroyed this allegedly impenetrable wall. And they were like,
thousands of years.
And they were like, yeah, no sweat. Just stumble through it.
Let's bounce into predictions then.
Here we go. Predictions. This is for.
You've seen the trailer, right? You've seen. Anyone who hasn't seen the trailer, definitely go watch the trailer for the next. Yeah, the last
it's more of a hype trailer. It doesn't really give away. I'm sure, like, if you broke it down, you'd see bits. But it's one real pet peeve I have with a lot of modern movies nowadays. They give away 3/4 of the movie in the trailer, and I much prefer like really tastefully made trailers that hold a lot back, so you can get a vibe for the movie, but you don't know what like the plot. You're just getting a vibe for okay, what's this roughly about, but I don't want to know like
it's not the story.
They're gonna get kidnapped and then they're found and then Liam Neeson's like, it's like, well, I know he's
and then he kills him at the end.
It's like I don't need to watch it now.
It's like the trailer is like a 2-minute version of the film almost when they do that.
Well, it's like there was loads of outrage, I remember, like, because I'm a big Terminator fan, and so when they did Terminator Genesis a couple of years ago, in the final trailer before they released the movie, they spoiled the big surprise. The whole big surprise was John Connor, who's like the leader of the Resistance, Sarah Connor's son. He kind of travels back in time and meets Sarah Connor when she's a kid with the Terminator, and they're like, oh my god, and they embrace, and there's a big hug, and they're like, I can't believe you're here, and how did you get here, and all this kind of thing. And then at the end of the trailer, he starts turning into a machine himself. So John Connor's the Terminator. That's the big twist.
And they showed that before the movie.
Yeah. I was like really deflated after that. As a massive fan, I was like, well, you've just ruined. If they'd have left that.
Did you watch it in the end?
I watched the movie, yeah.
Is it any good?
It's alright. They're making a new one now. And James Cameron is producing it.
Alright.
So Avatar, he's a lot more. He's working on the Avatar ones now, but he's producing the new Terminator film.
Sweet, man.
So he's a lot more hands-on.
Yeah.
And they've said that they're disregarding everything after Terminator 2.
Right.
That's because they're all bad movies after Terminator 2. So this is going to be the proper third in the trilogy.
Yes.
So I've got good...
I'll be cool to see who's in that, like, cast-wise.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger's in it, and Linda Hamilton's back.
Right.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah.
I think all the rest of the guys are quite unknown actors, or they're not like...
Sometimes that's a good thing.
...triple-A actors.
Right? Yeah.
But Game of Thrones predictions.
Game of Thrones predictions. All right, here we go. Season 8 predictions. I mean, it's kind of one of those shows that's, like, impossible to predict because...
So many avenues.
We're talking about the Red Wedding. Like, who saw that coming? You know, you thought Robb Stark was the main character. Boom, it takes, like, a complete left turn. And then we come from that and we're like, okay, he's not the main character anymore. Someone else is, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, season 8... I think I've said this to you before, and it's like, all right, the White Walkers are past the wall now. Obviously, the first main place, they're going to hit other places, which I hope to see that the White Walkers, like, I want to see more of them. I want to see what they can do. Like, you know, from day one, episode one, season one, they were, like, mentioned. You saw them as well. And it's just been non-stop, like,
hype and
little flashes and bits of... what they can do and how badass they were and like if they were real at all. And then to bring them in, and obviously it's just now started, like they had that one fight where it was all frozen lake and stuff, and you know, Daenerys came in, saved them, and then ran off kind of thing, but we still haven't really seen, like, really, you know, and that's what I want to see. So I'm hoping it starts, you know.
You want to see the White Walkers fuck people up.
Even if they lose, it's got to be close. And if they win, you know, and everyone just gets killed in the end, and the White Walkers win, it's, I don't know, some sort of weird message. Like, I don't know.
After all of the hype of all of the seasons, saying how scary and destructive they are, if it was just like Jon Snow pops up and just beats
kills the main White Walker, and then they all die.
Yeah, that's going to be a bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of the main characters are going to die.
Yeah, that's inevitable, man. From the way the show
it's
is.
The last season, so shit's going to happen.
Yeah.
What do you see? Like, what last bit of the last episode? Like, what's your finale prediction? Because you've been reading up big time, haven't you?
Fan theories and stuff like that. And to be fair, like, you know, one of the fan theories was that Jon Snow was Targaryen. And obviously I saw that everywhere before that came out. And obviously it was true. I think that the massive battle will happen in Winterfell. You know, that's shown in the trailer anyway, you know, and it's a fact, it's gonna happen. There's gonna be a massive, huge ass battle in Winterfell. Like, I mean, in Winterfell, you've got Jon Snow and basically all the Starks now. You've got Daenerys and all her armies, that's the Unsullied, the Riders, the Dothraki Riders, like all the Knights and stuff, the Vale and all that lot. Like, everyone's up there. And even Jaime Lannister's up there and all that sort of stuff. So who's he brought, you know, has he brought anyone? And then you've got the White Walkers and stuff. So, like, that's undisputedly going to happen. But then
I heard rumours that apparently the battle scenes are going to be, like, put Lord of the Rings to
I heard that. Yeah, they based it on Helm's Deep battle. You seen the Two Towers, that film?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that's amazing. That's, like, such a great battle. If it lives up to that standard, then that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's one of the best, like, spectacle battles in cinema history.
That's it, man. Like, to be fair, it's got to kind of be like that big because it's been such an amazing TV show. The fact that it's, like, like gone on this long, the fans, you know, all that sort of stuff, how much effort they put into it, and the fact that this is the very last season and each episode is so long and there's less episodes as well, you know, it's kind of got to be like really massive. Oh man, I don't know. I honestly probably couldn't say a prediction. Like, all I can say is there's things I'm hoping for, and that is I want to see the White Walkers destroy a lot. Like, I want to see them, if they don't win, I want to see them like a
take
lot.
A lot of people down with them.
Yeah, I want to see them do a lot of damage. A lot of damage. And then it ends. That's pretty much all I want to see.
What I see happening is I reckon it's going to be an absolute massacre and loads of people are going to die.
For sure.
But I think there's going to be either some sort of standoff or some sort of loophole where Jon Snow can overcome the White King. Is that the
Night King?
Sorry, yeah.
The White King.
White King.
Race.
Just, some like American hick. Neo Nazi.
The White King.
But I think Jon Snow's going to prevail, and it's going to look like there's a big happy ending. And then I think Daenerys
kills him.
Is going to kill him, because I think she's ruthless and she'll do anything necessary to be in charge.
Yeah.
And she's ultimately, when the White Walkers are gone, Jon Snow's her biggest adversary. So I think she's going to take him out from behind, stab him in the back, and it's going to end with her ruling.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
I mean, all our, what we're talking about is really based on, up north, you know, around Winterfell and all that. I really, from the trailer and everything, and like, I really don't have a clue what input on the story on this last season Cersei, you know, like down south, like that kingdom.
Well,
and
she's gonna have a big input, because she does,
of course, like,
does.
You've got to see her die, surely, but like, how?
But what if she doesn't, though? That's gonna piss off so many people.
Yeah, but like,
she's the last one standing.
But where does she come in, you know? Like, you got the story up there, that's the main story up the north. But, like, you know, so many people are going to get killed. What's left to go back to the south? You know? And then what's the story in the south? Like, she's there. She's got the Golden Company coming over with, not Theon Greyjoy, his uncle. So what's going to happen there? Like, what? I can't even guess what that story is, you know? And then you've got Theon Greyjoy going to save his sister. So that'll be part of it as well. Yeah. And then it's like, what happens when she's saved, if she is, you know? Man, I don't know.
It must have been so much fun for the writers. Like, this, you know, you've got such a massive sandbox with Game of Thrones. So many ideas you could pull on. The only thing I can think of with such a rich group of characters and history and cultures and different people from different places, like probably Star Wars, that's about it. That's the only kind of movie or TV franchise where you've got so much to choose from.
Yeah.
But Game of Thrones is kind of like, there's no holds barred, because you've got like magic and dragons and sorcery, and so it's like there's no limits. You can kind of make anything you want, really.
Yeah.
Especially now that like the original author of the books, they've gone past.
Yeah.
His books,
what he's written.
They're,
and stuff,
they're just free-falling.
I think you always knew the ending, and obviously they had a lot of input from him.
Right.
Like, but obviously they went their own way with the story as well, where they thought. But yeah, man, it's going to be wicked, whatever happens. Like, you know, what is it? 3 and a bit weeks now? 3 weeks?
Yeah, we're all meeting up for that.
Oh,
watching
100%.
Right here.
So, yeah. Anyway, moving on to another one. I'm thinking Marvel. Because...
Oh, yeah.
Also in April, Endgame comes out. I cannot wait for that either. I love the Marvel films, right? And they're wicked. But the last one, what was it called? Infinity War, wasn't it? That was my all-time favourite Marvel film. Like,
it's incredible. It's the only... Yeah,
it's just amazing. Like, I remember when when the trailer hit, it looked insane.
Yeah.
Like, it looked insane. And then when I watched that film, I've watched it so many times as well. Probably the most out of all the Marvel films. But it's just like... The story's just so good, and how long it is as well.
Yeah.
There's not any boring bits, and it's just a massive story, and I've really, really, like, had a, I don't know what the word is, but, like, Thanos, the bad guy in that film.
I really
empathised with him.
That's the mark of a great
bad guy.
Villain. If they can get the villain to be compelling in his kind of end goal or his aim. If a movie or a TV show can make it so that the villain's actually got a good point, like he's actually what he's trying to do makes a bit of sense. It's just maybe the way he goes about it.
Yeah,
you know, the idea for Thanos is
saving everyone in the end.
It's he's looking at the long term goal. He's just so inhumanely ruthless to wipe out half of the universe, but his ultimate goal is not
to kill everyone.
A real evil goal. It's to the greater good.
It's the longevity of every race, isn't it?
And then Josh Brolin and how well he played it as well. Like it.
Oh man, that he's so good. So good. You know what else is amazing about his character, and I've really liked, is his willpower. And that's something I like. You know, we always talk about
a big
like,
thing about that. Yeah.
Yeah, just the fact that he talks about it in the film, obviously, like, you should see the character. It's like, you know, he says about that he failed his destiny once and he will never do that again. So he obviously made a mistake, learned from it. And then it's like, no matter what happens, he will not give in to anything else. Like, he will follow his destiny, he will follow what he needs to do. And, like, obviously, it's not the greatest thing he's doing, but like that resonates with me. It's like it's a very strong characteristic in someone successful, you know, like having self-discipline, like knowing that there's going to be things that might come along which might stop you, but you resist them, you carry on, and you stay true to what you're trying to achieve. Now try and do it for a good thing, but
well, that's it. Well, like, but that's another part of why he's so compelling, because you kind of almost respect. There almost is an element of respect of, like, you know, he's you know, killed people that he's loved and made such heartbreaking decisions for his own personal life, and he's still like, I have to do this, and you kind of almost have to admire a part of it because he's so focused on this goal.
Yeah,
and, like you say, that's it doesn't matter what's going to happen. But then obviously, you know, he's not the nicest of guys. No. So
did you watch? You watched Captain Marvel.
I saw Captain Marvel last night.
Oh, so
and my hype levels. I thought it was 100%, but you know,
What do you think of it as a film? Like,
I thought it was decent. I thought it was decent. I thought
because Marvel have definitely found their feet now with their tone.
Yeah,
in that, like, there's quite a bit of comedy in there, but not too much, and it's like action packed, and you know, you got a feel for the character, and you like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
I think I think what a lot of people say about the Marvel movies is, you know, obviously you're talking about superheroes and they're flying around and they've got all sorts of superpowers and everything, but some of the best parts of the Marvel movies are the parts where it's just
the
people talking and just interacting and having a laugh and a joke together. And my favourite part of Captain Marvel was when it was her and her best mate and her best mate's daughter, and when they're all going to hang around towards the end. Excuse me. And just that kind of interaction when she's starting to kind of realise and regain her memory of, like, when they hung out and stuff, and she's kind of getting her quirky nature back and stuff. And it's just part of it's Brie Larson. I just, you know, enjoy her as an actor. I think she's great.
Samuel L. Jackson was wicked in that film. Like, I mean, you gotta love Samuel L. Jackson anyway, because he always just plays himself.
Will Smith. It's just Will Smith in Aladdin. It's like, he's not the genie, he's just Will Smith. I just, I enjoyed the, just when all the characters were just interacting. That was my favourite bit. I mean, the fight scenes were cool. I absolutely love her outfit when her mask comes over and she's got the mohawk. It looks so fucking cool. And then, the bit at the end where you see it.
Yeah, the little bit after the credit part,
As
always. What's your predictions for Endgame then? Comes out, was it April 26th?
I don't know, because apparently they're going to go into, like, quantum
because Ant-Man realms type thing,
and, like, time travel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't really know. I wouldn't be able to put together a coherent...
Do you think anyone comes back? Do you reckon they all come back, or do you reckon it's going to be like...
I think everyone that was turned to dust will come back. Anyone that was killed naturally.
Like, thing he was chucked off the cliff.
Gamora.
Gamora, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to bring her back. I mean, they're doing another Game of Thrones. Oh, sorry, they're doing another... Gamora! They're doing another Guardians of the Galaxy. James Gunn, the original director.
Is she in it?
You know...
She must be. No?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But good to be fair,
You already know Spider-Man is coming out.
Right? Well, he was one of the dust guys. This is what I'm saying. I think so people that were and it's the return to dust, I think they'll all come back. But I think Thor's going to die. Captain America's going to die.
Some people are going to get killed again.
Iron Man's going
to
die.
Yeah. But to be fair, they've all had their run of their own films.
Last 10 years.
So, yeah. I mean, there's not much more you can do with them on their own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I was originally thinking Iron Man will prevail, but he'll just be like, I don't want to lose Pepper again. I'm not going to fight anymore. I'm going to hand the baton over. And then he can kind of dip into other movies, kind of like in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
He just kind of dips in, keeps an eye on everyone, and that's it.
Yeah.
I kind of think that'd be cool, but the other part of me just thinks Robert Downey Jr. He's like in his mid-50s now. Does he want to keep doing this?
Yeah.
I don't know. But then again, he's not actually doing much action stuff because anytime...
It's all computer graphics and stuff anyway.
Yeah, it's all CGI.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, I think the dust people come back. And I think the majority of the original Avengers squad are gonna get killed.
Man, I can't wait. I mean, there's two massive things happening in April that I'm super excited for. How much time we got left?
We got 3 minutes.
So yeah, man. Anything else quickly that you're looking forward to this year?
For later on this year, Stranger Things, man.
Oh,
that might have to be a whole other episode as well.
Yeah, July 14th.
July 4th is Independence Day.
Independence Day,
We just watched the trailer.
Just watched the trailer for that, man.
Nice.
Season 1 was amazing. Season 2 was amazing. It's like that TV show is amazing for me because it's like it's nostalgia of like Ghostbusters, Goonies, like all those kind of ET 80s reminiscences.
Yeah.
You know, man, just amazing, completely amazing. So yeah. I didn't really know what to expect from the trailer, to be fair. Like, it looks awesome, and I definitely will watch it.
But again, they didn't spoil the whole season.
No, because...
They kind of hinted, it's the vibe of the show that you know and love. But they didn't really give anything major away.
And they
gave too
much storyline away. Like,
which
like,
I prefer, though. That's better, because it keeps you guessing.
Yeah, and it just gets you excited, doesn't it?
It
shows you
images
of what's
coming
and stuff.
That's what... A trailer should just be hype. It shouldn't be... His half of the story.
Yeah.
In case you want to just wait for the DVD.
Exactly, man. Man, Stranger Things as well. God, I forgot about that. It's amazing. There's a few good other films, coming out and stuff. What else? Got a few good gigs coming up this year, that's for sure. What else? What else is there?
I think that might be it. Maybe leave it for that. We got less than a minute.
Yeah, well.
But, off you go on.
Yeah. we'll leave it at that then. So Game of Thrones, Marvel, the Endgame.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a discussion podcast for each
other. Yeah. So if you're watching or you're listening, actually, before we finish this, we are possibly, I think we're going to do like a what's it called?
Gogglebox.
It's like a reaction cam type thing. So so if you watch Game of Thrones and you're fans and you also might have watched Gogglebox, then check out our YouTube channel. It's Penthouse 5 Band on YouTube. And we'll probably be like, you know, we'll probably watch the first episode on Monday, and then we'll chuck the episodes, our Gogglebox episode out on the Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that. But it'll just be a short video of like our reaction to like main sequences from the episodes and stuff. That'll be quite funny.
We'll probably do podcasts for each episode as well, because it's such a big thing.
Mate,
last of
let's
season.
Do it. Yeah, you know.
Anyway, we got 10 seconds. Best sign off, jump.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for watching. I think we've got a bit more than it because it's 29 minutes. Oh, I don't know.
We got a minute left. There you go.
Yeah, so
good. Here we go.
Brush me like that. No, but thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you're on YouTube. And also, what we're going to do as well, if you can, if you're on the podcast, especially if you're on Apple Podcasts, isn't it? Please leave a review. Any comments, stuff you want to hear more of, or wherever you're listening, or if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment like down below. You know, like we'd love replying to your comments and hearing your feedback on stuff. Because you know we can improve what we're doing, and you know we just want to make a community as well. So
yeah, I know it's a cheesy thing that everyone says, but it really does make a big difference.
It's amazing, man.
When we see the comments.
Yeah,
we see
when someone comments who we do not know, even if we do know,
great.
Like it's just awesome. But anyway, that's it from us, isn't it? This episode 5 done. That's me and Dave, Penthouse 5. Peace.
See ya.